Galen, I want to thank you for your time today. Thanks for joining us here along the creek.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and where are we at right now, Galen? Where are we going?
So right now we're checking out, this will be the third street outfall, I call it, into Rapid Creek. This drains, if you turn around, you can kind of see, we're actually pointing right at the courthouse, Pennington County Courthouse. And this drains, you know, the greater area of downtown. There's a couple other outfalls on the 2nd Street and 1st Street that the pipes basically come underground, obviously, and collect all the drainage that comes through this area. And if we sink down here, what you'll see is in the past, the stormwater used to flow directly into Rapid Creek, but now they've actually installed some infrastructure where it diverts portion of the water into some wetland channels.
Oh, wow. So where we're standing, where the Hubbard Mill is right behind us. I can hear it running over there, and the icon in downtown Rapid City. This culvert I'm looking at here in front of me is all of the water that comes off the streets when it rains from basically the central part of downtown.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
And normally that would all go into Rapid Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it important that we keep this water clean?
It's Rapid Creek is really valuable for the city of Rapid City and the Black Hills region as a whole. It's really known as a world-class trout fishery. A big important thing that we need to keep out of the waters is just sediments in general. The trout, they like to have clean water. They don't want to have dirt and sediments plugging up their gills. All these other pollutants also decrease the oxygen levels and just create less active fish. They're not able to breed and reproduce as well. So really that's number one key, I think, in my mind is just maintaining the trout fishery in Rapid City. It's also, you know, Rapid Creek, as you can see, maybe not during this year, but in other years, you'll see a lot more people on tubes, rafts. You know, they're out swimming, playing in the water. For that reason, there's a bacterial limit for Rapid Creek. So that's another main pollutant that comes off of stormwater is huge bacteria levels. So if you have open cuts, wounds that get in contact with, you know, water that has high bacteria levels, that can cause infections and other health problems.
And I know that studies in the past done by those like Scott Kenner at the at the School of Mines, Dr. Scott Kenner, have shown that in those periods of high runoffs, after a storm, when the Rapid Creek's running muddy and all of these storm drains are running out, then we're seeing water quality that's pretty bad in Rapid Creek, bad enough that you shouldn't be swimming in it, according to the EPA. We're trying to change that?
Yeah, that's the goal here is, you know, we want to do, you know, as a community, we want to do everything we can to keep this creek as clean as possible. And, you know, we're always growing. We're putting up new developments. And I think if we do, you know, plan our developments in a smart way, we're controlling all of our stormwater discharges and, you know, treating if only just for a small amount, you know, we can't treat and clean, you know, all the stormwater from these huge runoff events. But if we can do what we can to reduce the amount of stormwater loads that are coming off during rain events, I think that would really help our community in the future.
The federal government has some mandates on this, right? It used to be you just drained your stormwater right into the creek, and every city did that all up and down a stream. You know, the water we're looking at is going all the way to the Gulf of Mexico at some point. But now they're saying, hey, you got to stop and control your stormwater.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's not just for us; it's for downstream too. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It started in the 1970s with the Clean Water Act, and that really first regulated just point sources. So we're talking your wastewater plants, your industrial plants that just put a pipe of their discharges to the river. A second phase of that came around in the 1990s where they started regulating large municipalities that have these separate stormwater systems. So starting in the 90s, the federal government, EPA, started to enforce these stormwater regulations, which encourage cities to implement best management practices, start controlling their stormwater, using, you know, devices like what we're seeing in Rapid City right here, and really in all municipalities above a certain threshold of the population.
Oh, that's cool. And I suppose it's a cost savings in a way to run this through a natural wetland in order to clean the water. You said some of the water, we're looking at this pipe here, some of this water is diverted into nearby natural wetland before it's put back in the creek. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And I guess today is not really a great example because this Rapid Creek is flowing so high, it's actually backwatering up into it.
It's been a high water year.
It's been a very high water year. But yeah, what happens here is that instead of flowing directly into Rapid Creek, there's actually a kind of a dam or a small, you know, just a small 2 foot high dam at the end of this, at the end of this outlet, and it pushes water through a culvert, pushes it over into a wetland, where in this wetland what happens is the water is slowed down. It allows the sediments to basically settle out. There are lots of reeds and other sorts of vegetation there that can actually uptake some of the nutrients that might be present in the storm water. So by just doing something simple as, you know, what a common person might see as, oh, it's just more grass or just a, you know, just a wetland, it's actually a mini water treatment plant is what we're looking at here.
Oh, so it's nice that we don't need some giant concrete treatment plant somewhere. We can run it through these wetlands and do the same trick.
It would be insanely expensive to try to treat the amount of storm water through a conventional water treatment plant. So this is a much preferred method of doing this.
Now, do Rapid Cityans residents pay an extra fee for stormwater treatment? Does that tie into any of this, or is that different?
In the past, there was no extra stormwater fee. This was all just paid for out of common general fund fees. And we have recently, in the city council recently instituted a drainage utility fee. And that will go towards projects such as these. I think the first step that they're actually looking at doing is more in terms of maintenance. So what they want to do is they want to come into these stormwater facilities, clean them out, make sure that they're still functional. What you see a lot of times is these things get plugged up with debris. So, you know, I talk about all the sediment that's in these stormwater drainages. Well, that sediment has to go somewhere. So a lot of times they get, deposited in these drainages. So what we're going to have to do is come along, scrape them out, clean them out, make sure everything is still functional again. And I think that's, as I understand it, that's one use of this new stormwater drainage utility fee.
If that means you can swim in here and catch some trout once in a while, I think a lot of people seem to think that's okay.
It's money that will be put to good use in terms of keeping our creek clean, and maintaining Rapid Creek is something that we, you know, value as an asset in this city for sure.
And the recent studies are showing these systems are working. Compared to the old studies, the baseline that showed that we did have problems during storm events, now we're not seeing as much. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. Basically, what we know is that anything coming out of stormwater, just, you know, coming off of the watersheds that's untreated, is going to have a detriment to our natural water. And whatever we can push through some sort of treatment devices is going to greatly improve it.
Rapid City is just one municipality in South Dakota. Others are, I'm sure, following suit. Aberdeen, Sioux Falls, these places all along waterways. Cities usually are built along waterways. The same things going on there?
Absolutely, yes. This is these sort of things are popping up all over in municipalities across the state and across the nation. This is, you know, somewhat unique, as the city of Rapid City was just interested in finding out, well, how effective are these channels, or are these best management practices, how effective are they at working? And they agreed to, you know, go in on this study with us, and really allowed us to, you know, really document ground truth, if you will, how effective are they. And we were, I guess, not going to say surprised, but we were happy to find out that they were working as designed.
Galen, I want to thank you for joining us down here on Rapid Creek. This is just a nice place to spend a hot summer afternoon. I wish we could go swimming.
Yeah, it might be moving a little too fast to go swimming, but it does look quite refreshing on a 90-degree July afternoon.
Certainly. So, well, thanks again.
Yeah, thank you.